drop it low, girl.
Ready for the family reunion, Dominique?
No doubt about it, Tom. What's going on this morning, Tom, Steve, and Jay? I can't wait to get to the family reunion.
And your family?
They coming. They already packed up and they ready to go. You know how mommy do it.
She packed weeks ago. Right after the cruise.
All I got to do is put my shoes in the bag. She ready to go. All I got to do is put my shoes in the bag. I'm ready to head on down Orlando. So, yeah, she definitely ready. You know she get ready in advance.
All right. It kicks off tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Men Condition performs at the Gaylord Palms. Come on by. And then Friday morning is the show. And Eric Benet and Tamia will be performing.
Yay.
Here's a story about pot, marijuana, used before 18, it says, harms an adult's IQ. Yes. If you use marijuana before the age of 18, your IQ as an adult will be low.
Always giving marijuana a bad rap. It's horrible. The reputation that they put on marijuana.
These are cigarette smokers.
Yeah. The lady that did this study must have caught her child smoking weed. Now she trying to blow it for everybody. Ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed before you 18 years old. I know people that smoked all the way to a master's degree. There's nothing wrong with it. I was in high school, Tom. I had a friend in calculus smoking weed, and here I am sober as hell, struggling through algebra. In there suffering from anxiety, the numbers was jumping off the paper like the movie Idlewild. Ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed. You know, this wrong. They missed it. I think what they doing is they misinterpreting the symptom.
Misinterpreting.
Yeah, seeing people that don't smoke weed, they always stressed out. I'm unhappy. I'm discontent. They did this to me at work. You don't, when you high, you don't have them kind of problems. You know, the people that smoke, we are enjoying God's plan. It's God's plan. See if he put it down here to help us deal with this mortal reality. You got to understand this thing. I'm telling you. Right out here not smoking weed. And you know, then the people say, the people not remember. Forgetting and not caring is two different things. Forget, I don't know what they smoking in New Zealand, but this Cali weed put everything in perspective. they got it wrong. If you don't care about something, that's different. Then they going to say by the time you 38, by the time you get 40, you haven't seen your moments just naturally. It don't have nothing to do with smoking. You got to walk around with a pen and paper on your 40th birthday. You be like, good night. It's just wrong what they doing. I mean, there are exceptions to the rule. Now, if you smoke with Snoop Lion, your IQ might drop for a day. That's a special kind of smoke. If you smoke with him, you might be a little stunted for a day. But the next morning, you're going to have some beautiful stories. I'm going to tell you about it right there.
All right.
They doing it wrong.
All right, the Republican convention is going on in Tampa, and they say the strip club business is doing real good.
I know it is. That's their motto. Do as we say, not as we do. That's what they say. They make up the rules, but tell you, don't you do it, because they over there doing it. The restaurants down there can't make no money when they down there, because they rather put a dollar in a G-string than put a sandwich in your mouth. That's who they are. They put money, they would. That's the type of people they are. They ain't about to help you out. And I'm going to tell you something, Hurricane Isaac, that's their future. They washed out. They finished. That's exactly why the hurricane came through there.
Because they washed out.
And I guarantee you they ain't going to see no black girls dance. They not going to help at all. They will not go see us dance. They ain't going to help us like that at all. That's what I know they down there, the G-string, all that. They down there freaking all in the alley. They get up there and tell you, read the Bible, walk with God. Tell her to meet me in the alley. Before my wife comes in, tell her to meet me before Shirley gets around here. That's the type of people they are. Bunch of liars. And then they get mad when you say Isaac need to hit them. Something need to shake you up. Anytime Mother Nature don't like you. Mother Nature say, oh, hell no. Y'all don't like women. I'm going to have to come on through there. Yeah, they down there freaking. I bet the weed sales went up all that kind of stuff. Especially if John Boehner down there. I know all the Jack Daniels gone. I know it's gone. They had to read. You can look at him and tell. He'd be on his miniature. As soon as he walked through the podium, he'd be like, let me go hit this miniature because they got me under pressure. Yeah. And Isaac happened to them for a reason. You know, got to get down with the get down.
I'll see you in Orlando.
I'll see you in Orlando. It's going down.